ABC Radio Australia.
Weddings are a big part of Pacific culture, celebrated as a way to unite two families. But one wedding held in South Australia over the weekend did more than that. It brought together two different Pacific communities. The groom, Sean Claridge, an Australian Papua New Guinean, married his sweetheart, Elise Tavuita, an Australian Fijian. They took their vows in a ceremony that paid tribute to both Fiji and PNG traditions. The ABC's Carolyn Tierman spoke to Imelda Claridge, the groom's mother, to find out more about the wedding.
For that cultural component from the PNG side of a representation of what we do on weddings, the cultural component that was portrayed was from my home province. So I'm actually a lady from Tarawa Island, Wewak, in the East Pacific province. And so we portrayed what happens on a wedding day with the boy and his family, with the boy leading to go and collect his wife from the his wife's family and friends and parents' house. So we did a bit of a dance, and my son led the way with the PNG community to go and collect our in-law to be. So we put gifts around her to give gifts to her family to say thank you for raising a beautiful queen, thank you for raising a beautiful daughter. We now promise to take care of her. She is now one of our own, and you don't need to worry about that. And so we did a dance, went up, presented the gifts, wrapped her around in some fabric, and that as a symbol that we are now embracing her into our community, and we literally left with her. So my daughter and I linked arms with her to say she's part of our family, and all our aunties and uncles from the PNG community and our family followed, and we took her out of the place where she was to say, we are taking her now. She is now part of our family, and you don't need to worry about that. So we portrayed all of that.
Imelda, earlier in Talk Pisin, you described how you also had bilooms, which is synonymous with Isipik. Tell us about that.
Yes, so it's part of the gift giving. So from my home, we've had Murik baskets, we had bilooms, we had some shells, necklace, beads and stuff, a mat. It was just a symbol of obviously things that are of value to our family, as in things that identifies with us as the Sipi culture.
Your son and your daughter-in-law now are part Australians, but why is it important for your children, even though they didn't grow up in your places of birth, why is it important for them to also keep and practice their culture in a Western setting like Australia?
Yes, so I think that is a very, very important part of being who they are. As in, I think from a perspective of growing up in Australia, being Australian, every kid, every grandkid, every person that's not from Australia, that comes to Australia or lives here and is of cultural, double cultural heritage, I think they got to be grounded individuals. It is very, very important that they know their background, that they know who they are, they know who their ancestors are, they know who their family is and what defines a family, what, you know, all the cultural values that go with their backgrounds. It is very important that they are set up from a very young age and understand who they are, because it helps them to be grounded individuals. It helps them to be better placed in a society like Australia, where you can get lost in your identity because you don't know where you're from, just because you don't know what your morals are or what kind of character you are or you know, your upbringing, what kind of support system you have. So it was very, very important for the kids to be able to embrace that, you know, and be able to, you know, assimilate into here but still know who they are and where they're from, and that was quite special.
Imelda Claridge there, speaking with ABC's Carolyn Tierman.